This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
How are you doing, Leanne?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How about yourself?
Not bad. Going to San Francisco this next week for the International Puzzle Party, which is for people who invent and collect mechanical puzzles, things you do with your hands.
Really? So it's not just an after party for everyone who went to the National Puzzlers League convention in Baltimore, right?
It's really a completely different group. I'll probably be the only person who is at the National Puzzlers League convention, also at the International Puzzle Party.
Interesting, yes. Well, going from word puzzles to ones that you can create. Fascinating.
Right.
You gave us a great word puzzle last week. Would you repeat it?
Yes, I said, name a well-known U.S. city in six letters. Drop the first and fourth letters, so the remaining four letters in order, name another well-known U.S. city. And as a hint, I said, the two cities are in adjoining states. What cities are they?
What are they?
They are Fresno, California, and Reno, Nevada.
Well, we had a lot of people on the ball. 2,900 correct entries to this puzzle came in this week. Our randomly selected winner is Jennifer Kahn from East Brunswick, New Jersey. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
What do you do in East Brunswick?
I'm retired. I'm a biochemist. I retired in October last year, and I've just recently gone back to work in the afternoons in a lab.
Oh, right. Well, if we get any science questions, I'm counting on you.
Uh-huh.
You sound ready to play, are you?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
After a pause.
Right. Qualified, yes. Will, meet Jennifer. Let's play.
All right, Jennifer. Every answer today is a familiar proverb or saying. I'm going to give you a two-word phrase. One of the words is in the proverb or saying. The other is an anagram of a word in it. And the anagram can be either word in the phrase. For example, if I said more roads, M-O-R-E, R-O-A-D-S, you would say all roads lead to Rome, because they both have roads, and more is an anagram of Rome.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, number one is rolling notes, N-O-T-E-S.
Rolling notes.
N-O-T-E-S.
Rolling stone.
Right.
Gathers no moss is correct.
Moss, yes.
Good. Number two, gold ton. G-O-L-D-T-O-N.
Ton,
T-O-N.
Might that be not?
Yes.
All right. So what's a proverb that has the word gold and not? All that glimmers is not
all
gold.
All that glimmers is not gold.
Yeah.
That's right. Good. Two hubs. T-W-O-H-U-B-S.
Must be to a bird and no.
You
had it.
You have it.
Bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Got it.
That's it. Raw love. R-A-W L-O-V-E.
So love stays the same.
Yes. Rearrange the letters of raw.
War.
Yes.
And make love, not war?
Yes.
I guess that works. That's not my answer.
But that's not an old proverb. It's sort of from the 60s. What was your answer?
My answer is all is fair in love and war.
Oh, yeah,
love and war.
That's a better one.
Your answer works, too. Try this one. Bed layer. B-E-D-L-A-Y-E-R.
Bed layer.
So rearrange the letters of layer.
Early.
Yes.
Early. Ah. The early bird, no, gets, catches the worm.
No.
No, there's no bed in there. Yeah, Leanne?
Early to bed.
Early to bed, early to rise.
Makes
us
a man
healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Good. How about diet time? D-I-E-T-T-I-M-E.
Time and tide wait for no man.
Oh,
ooh,
right.
That's fast. Fiction granters. Fiction, and then G-R-A-N-T-E-R-S.
Must be...
Give us a hint.
Well, as you might guess, rearrange the letters of granters.
Yes.
Right.
And starting with S.
S.
Oh, strange.
Oh.
Stranger, yes.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
That's it. Good. And here's your last one. Knight's End. That's N-I-G-H-T-S-E-N-D.
Knight's End. Yes. Oh, yeah. Den.
Nope, try another. Rearrange the letters of knights.
Ah.
Things.
Things end.
Things end. This ends. The puzzle's over. No,
Things end.
Oh, the proverb starts with all.
All good things come to an end.
Yes.
That's
yes.
it.
All puzzles came to an end.
There we go. All good puzzles must come to an end.
Oh.
Jennifer, nice work. We made a good team. We really did. These were difficult. You did a great job. And as always, we have some great prizes for you for playing our puzzle today. And of course, we have someone very special to tell you about them. This is a musician who was on our program a few weeks ago. He plays a mean violin and has a lovely French accent. Laurent Corsia.
For playing the puzzle today, you will get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Masters presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Short's latest book series, Will Short's presents Kenken, volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Short's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books.
Ooh, Jennifer, what do you think? Sound delicious?
Oh, sounds overwhelming.
Yeah, and what a great voice and a wonderful player. He's been doing some film scores. And it's a terrific CD. So before we let you go, Jennifer, tell us what member station you listen to.
WNYC.
All right. Say it loud, say it proud. Jennifer yes. Kahn from East Brunswick, thanks for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you.
All right, Will, and I imagine in your back pocket you have a challenge for next week.
Yes, I do. It's from our old pal Merle Regal. Take a slang term for money, change one of its letters to the next letter of the alphabet, rearrange the result, and you'll get another slang term for money. What are the words? So again, a slang term for money. Change one of the letters to the next letter of the alphabet. Rearrange the result, and you'll get another slang term for money. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.